You want the
Mr.
story?
Saturday Night, Michael Berry. Kind of rough night for you in Metro Pro.
What you're talking about? You want the full story? You want the complete story, the unauthorized biography?
All right. What's the story according to Michael Berry?
Well, it was a long, cold night in January of 1982. There was a blizzard. There was 4 feet of snow.
How about tonight in Metro Pro?
Oh. Well, why didn't you say that? Why didn't you say that? People need communication classes. Convey your points.
Well, you had a rough time.
What are you talking about? We're watching two different shows. You're on Jersey Shore or the TV Guide channel. You're not watching an MSN match. I know that. MSN never has a bad time. Who did I wrestle? Who?
Davey Vega.
Davey Vega. Is he the monkey that died? Because I need to send flowers out to his family. You know, a heart attack is a serious condition. My family has a serious, issue with hearts and things like that. And that's, Daydream Believer is always one of my favorite tunes. So.
Okay, well, you're not giving him much respect. How about your match with Trevor Murdoch? I didn't go your way either.
Who?
Trevor Murdoch.
Trevor Murdoch. Oh, that guy, yeah. Yeah, I made him look good. It was one of those deals. He didn't beat me. He never pinned my shoulders. 1, 2, 3. That's a fact.
But according to the record book,
that's on Wikipedia. I looked it up just now. I put it on there, so I should know.
There are more than one way to win a match.
Exactly. But I didn't lose. The point is, Mr. Saturday Night did the thing that he does best. He went out and he taught the young kid a thing or two about the wrestling business. And maybe one day Trevor might be successful and find some success in whatever he's doing. Who knows? Maybe he should just give up and take up bartending or something, because he will never, ever achieve the heights of Mr. Saturday Night. And, it's just not in the cards for somebody like that, We can't all be MSN. You know that.
I do know
that. I've seen you try that at a bar. It doesn't work. They know you're an imposter. Now, if you want to go ahead and go watch your Jersey Shore or your TV Guide channel or your Scrambled Skinamax or whatever you guys do here in Kansas City on a Saturday night, feel free to go ahead.